let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two today. Got a couple of text messages about different candidates. I don't have the research done for all these different races across the listening area. Vote straight Republican and Supreme Court. Fink, F-I-N-K, and O'Grady. Now, I'm into baseball right now. Again, the Tigers hopefully can clinch against Cleveland today at 6 o'clock. Reverse for the Supreme Court outfield. O'Grady, Fink. Just think O-F on the lineup of a baseball card, outfield. O'Grady and Fink. I don't have answers for every judge that's on the ballot other than the Supreme Court. Don't have any idea about your local trustees, supervisors, any of that. That research you're going to have to do with your local county party. Find out who they like, who they're supporting. Perhaps, like Antrim County, they've actually come out and endorsed candidates. Talk to your local parties. It's also who you need to talk to about signs. I'm getting inundated with people wanting Trump signs. They're not out there from the county parties. They're being disseminated from Traverse City. And you need to find out from the local county parties if they received any from Traverse City. That's what you need to do. If not, go online and buy them and have them shipped directly to your house. That's the only way to do it. I think Trump47.com is actually the website for President Trump's campaign. The money goes to them. Now, one of the other things that I wanted to look at is the governor's race that's going to be coming in 2026. Well, Trucker, we haven't even gotten past November 5th of this year. No, I understand that. One of the things that's interesting is former Republican gubernatorial candidate Kevin Rinke has launched a podcast named Beyond the Echo, where he sits down with a guest for a chat. Well, the podcast currently has 8 episodes, which he states during the introduction is about bringing people unbiased facts. And it's not all about Democrats or Republicans. However, besides Tigers' former most valuable player, Kirk Gibson, the guests have all been Republican and conservatives. Evidently, he hasn't brought any Democrats onto his podcast. Rinke said, one thing I can promise you is that we will tell you who we're inviting and we're going to roast their ass if they refuse to show up on our show, Rinke said. Okay. So far, he said invitations to be on his podcast have been sent to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Attorney General Dana Nessel, and Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. He said his show would cut through the smoke and opinion and kick off his first show with additional former gubernatorial candidate Garrett Soldano. However, the most watched episode of the podcast so far with more than 1,000 views on YouTube is Eric Castiglia, who runs a Brighter Michigan PAC. Rinke went on to say, I believe in the power of honest conversations and the ability to understand one another, even if we don't agree on everything. Rinke said the reason for launching the podcast is my way of creating space where we talk not just politics, but about the heart of the issues, focusing on listening and learning from each other. Kind of sounds like he's getting ready to run for governor. That's my opinion. But pretty interesting that he's going to take his hand at podcasting and interviewing guests. So we wish him well, and hopefully he can get some information out to people. Now, one of the other short stories, one or two, let's see, we got enough time. Yeah, we can get this one in. Is the RNC has gone ahead and filed, and we talked about this the other day, but now they're taking it in a different direction. Republican National Committee filed a lawsuit against the Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson regarding her guidance, her guidelines regarding overseas citizens who haven't been able to vote in Michigan. Michigan GOP, as well as Republican Chesterfield Township Cindy Clerk, Cindy Berry, signed the lawsuit against Benson, and the Election Bureau Director Jonathan Brader filed it on Tuesday. However, a similar lawsuit was filed in North Carolina on the same day. RNC Chair Michael Whately said North Carolinians and Michiganders should not have their vote canceled by those who never lived in the state in the first place. Plain and simple. This is illegal and we must stop it. Well, here's the argument. They're claiming that in the Michigan Constitution states a person must live in the state for 6 months before they are eligible to vote. The state and the federal Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act lets them vote, but they couldn't legally vote in a state. If they haven't lived here, they've been overseas, there's a problem. Secretary of State Chief Communications Officer Angela Bannander said in a statement that this was the sixth lawsuit filed against them in 2024 by the RNC, the third lawsuit in the last 4 weeks. All have been over election procedures and guidance. Now, this time, they're targeting the voting rights of United States citizens and their families living overseas, including children of active duty military service members who are making sacrifices for our freedoms. Well, if the Constitution says that they must live here in the state for 6 months prior to the election, there's a problem. Is this a big issue? The Elections Bureau reported that 20,868 overseas and military voters with their last known residence in Michigan occurred in the last election, 2022. of that number, 17,479 are non-active duty military. Only 217 18-year-old civilians living overseas, but it is unknown if any of them have lived in a foreign country since they were born. She said the concern from Republicans is not legitimate and simply a public relations stunt to sow distrust in our election integrity. Absentee ballots were sent out from Michigan to overseas voters at the end of September, and some have already been returned. Ben Nander, the Secretary of State, says would be working to make sure that every eligible voter would be able to cast their ballot in our state. It's disappointing to see that a national party, political party, trying to disenfranchise military families and citizens living overseas. But be it may be unfortunate, it is not surprising. Kind of an interesting twist on the legal system. And obviously, there's a conflict between election guidelines put out by the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, and what our state constitution says. But that's not surprising. This is not the first time that Jocelyn Benson has ignored laws, election laws, and or a constitution. Earlier this week on Monday, she lost her 10th case, went against her in a courtroom. Now 10 different courts have ruled that she violated election laws. Well, there's one problem. One very simple problem. The laws don't have any punishment. No fines, no fees, no jail time, no nothing. So, yeah, okay, I broke the law. So what? The laws need to be changed, people. Republicans ever get back in control, they definitely need to change these election laws. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
On November 5th, vote for the six concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee. Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Officer Rick down in Livingston County said that they had contacted the local county party when one of the candidates went to pick them up. They were supposed to get 130 signs. Well, they gave him 8 one-sided 4x8 Trump signs. One-sided? So what? Those could be posted on a flat building somewhere? Those are basically useless. So what did they do? Well, one of the candidates running, let's see, this guy is a county commissioner, it looks like, for District 3, Frank Sample. Leading by example, reelect Frank Sample. I like that. That's good. Rhymes with his name. What he did was he got Trump, Vance, Make America Great Again 2024, 4x8s, and he put his yard sign printed right on the Trump Vance sign. Well, he bought them. He paid for them. He can do that. Made Vance a little smaller and was able to get his sign on each side of Vance. And he's putting those out in his district. So Rick's distributing those, giving those out. So good for you. Good job. Those appear to be 4x8s, right? Those are pretty big signs. Good deal. Bow and Indian River. Does Sheboygan County have signs? You need to get a hold of the county party. I would reach out to probably the chair, Scott Swanson, or perhaps Larry Hull. If you need their numbers, text me. Let's do this. CCRP, Sheboygan County Republican Party. That's it. I'll create that folder in my phone. CCRP, Sheboygan County Republican Party. And I'll text you their numbers. Appreciate it, Bo. Thanks for listening. Rick says, yes, they are 4x8s. Good for you. Those look sharp. Good job. lot of people are buying their own signs directly from the campaign. Others are finding them online in various websites. That's fine. I was just saying you need to find these signs on your own. Okay, Robert, he wants Larry Hull's number. I think you have Larry's number. I gave it to you before. Check your phone, see if you stored it. Let's see. Yeah, Rick says they're putting them up everywhere, even outside of Livingston County. Okay. I would try to keep them in his county at least, not his district. And let's see, lastly. Oh, I got a question for you guys. We're all getting inundated with these text messages. Do you guys take the time to put stop and reply to them, or do you just block them? I'm trying to figure out a way to get these numbers blocked from my phone, but also get off their mailing list. Do they even honor those then when you text the word stop? I'm not sure. But man, if I get another text message from Ted Cruz, I'm going to lose it. That guy is just blowing up our phones. Tim Scott. Okay, just got one from Tim Scott. Again, I put stop, text it back to him. I don't see where I'm getting unsubscribed, so I just blocked the number. If it's not on topic, then don't send it to me. One last thing I do want to mention this segment real quick. We're going to talk about this probably on Friday, tomorrow's show, because that will replay all weekend long and rebroadcast on Monday. So we do want people to not only put up signs, but if you have to, be prepared to put up a trail cam or put it in a location where you can monitor it. Charlevoix County, they've actually prosecuted people stealing signs. Prosecutor, sheriff's office decided to go forward, and they are actually prosecuting two different individuals. You got to get pictures of license plates, vehicles, and the people. Take it to your sheriff. Take it to your prosecutor. So good job, Charlevoix County Republican Party. More stories, more information. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the pure Sartesian.